There are 8 candidates for 3 positions on the Normal Town Council in the municipal contest next April. As part of our election coverage, GLT is inviting all the candidates to sit for interviews. Today, it's incumbent R.C. McBride. Full disclosure, McBride is the general manager of WGLT, but has no role in determining coverage. GLT correspondent Brianna Groh talks with McBride about his priorities if voters return him to office.
I think we need to continue to work on economic development issues. Without good jobs, we have a workforce, but without good jobs, it's tough to keep the community vibrant. I think it's very important that we maintain a lot of the good things we have here. And I know that that's not always the most exciting thing to talk about, but the fact is, we do have good infrastructure. We do have good parks. We have excellent police and fire. And you can't just take that for granted and walk away from it and say, well, that job's done. Now it's on to the next thing. So just maintaining and building upon what we have is very important. Some of the bigger picture issues, I'd like to see Uptown 2.0 move forward. And we're obviously in the very early stages of that.
You touched on economic development. Give me a snapshot of how you feel about how the town is doing there.
I think overall, and, you know, we're going to talk about the town, but we need to, because that's obviously the office, and I get that. We need to think more and frankly, do a better job, all of us, of thinking Bloomington Normal and McLean County as a region and as one place. And I think, all things considered, we've done okay. You look at what happened with Mitsubishi, and you look at how quickly that disappeared and all those jobs went away. And you look at how close we came to that factory being stripped and demolished. And you look that Rivian found us. I think that's a success story. And I think it, as we move forward, has the chance to be a tremendous success story. Now, you're not going to have a Rivian all the time. But I do think that we were able to navigate what could have been a crisis fairly well. You look at the other changes that we're seeing with certain large employers, such as State Farm. I don't think it's a secret that for probably 25, 30 years, our entire community has been a little bit on autopilot with economic development. We haven't had to think about this a whole lot. So we do need to focus our efforts more. We have fantastic universities. What is it going to require? What is required to keep those young people here when they graduate? What kind of jobs do they need? What kind of resources, what kind of environment is required for them to be encouraged to show off their entrepreneurship in our community and to do that in Bloomington Normal instead of going to Chicago or the West Coast or wherever. So, you know, there's no magic bullet. I don't have the simplified answer, but I do think I have a lot of the right questions.
Speaking of Rivian, there has been some criticism about what's been described as giveaways to those organizations. What do you think about business incentives like that?
I remember when we voted for the Rivian agreement, and R.J. Scringe, the CEO, came to council, and I point blank asked him, why are these incentives required? Why do you need these when you look at what you're already getting from the state? Our contribution is small, very small by comparison. You look at how capitalized you already are. And to his credit, I remember him answering something along the lines of, I have a board to report to, these are his words, and I need to go back to them and indicate that this community feels it has some skin in the game and is willing to invest in us. Now, all of that said, if you look at the relatively small amount that could be given and the fact that there is a benchmark tied to, there's a performance that has to be hit for every single one of those moving forward. I think in the end, again, looking at the big picture, 10, 20 years out, we have a far greater chance to look back and say that was a smart thing we did as opposed to saying it didn't work out so well.
Along those lines, the town invests in BN Advantage as well as the BN Economic Development Council. What do you think about how those organizations are performing? Are they effective?
I think if you look at the EDC in particular with some of the things that they do have some success stories. They played a role in Rivian. They certainly played a role in bringing brand to town. They also do some things that maybe behind the scenes don't get noticed. And a big part of what they do is, again, maintaining what we have here and making sure that what we have stays here and has a chance to grow. So I think they've been somewhat effective. Can they do better? Absolutely. Should we demand that they do better? Yes, I think so. As far as Bean Advantage is concerned, I've been involved in that with the Marketing Communications Task Force. And it's important to remember that Bean Advantage is actually an effort and a strategy to get us thinking more as a community. You look at who the partners were who started it originally. It was the EDC, the Chamber of Commerce, CVB, the airport, Connect Transit, not even necessarily the governments of the county or Bloomington or Normal. I joined that as a volunteer, just as a community volunteer. So I think we've made some strides. I think Bean Advantage can do better. And I think at times we have struggled, all of us, and there's plenty of blame, I suppose, to go around. I think we've struggled to climb over that obstacle of, hey, we are one community and we are in this together. That's what Bean Advantage, a big part of what Bean Advantage was supposed to do. And we're trying, we're moving forward, and hopefully we'll continue to see some success.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Brianna Groh. I'm speaking with Normal Town Council member R.C. McBride, who's seeking a second term in the April election. McBride is also the GLT general manager. R.C., we had been talking about development. I want to ask you about some other projects that are going on in the town of Normal. One example is the Trail East building in Uptown Normal. What do you think of the project?
I'm very excited about it, and I feel for whatever reason that this is one of those instances where, and I'm not saying anything's deliberate, I think there's been a lot of misinformation about that project, or people just, you know, hear things in the wind or catch snippets of a news story, things get repeated, and then it becomes the telephone game. I understand, and I'm glad that people have been very passionate about the buildings that would have to come down if Trail East is in fact built. I understand and love the fact that the mural, which was put up there as something temporary, I love the fact that people feel that that gives a sense of place. And if anything's come out of this conversation, I think we as a council maybe recognize that maybe we've overlooked the importance of those sorts of things. And again, I think we can do better. We can always do better. But as far as the project itself is concerned, it's very exciting. You're talking about having a developer coming in that has plans for a retail space, has letters of intent signed for office clients. It is going to be a big deal to see 300 professionals coming to Uptown to work Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or whatever the hours already are. That is going to do a lot for Uptown businesses. It's going to do a lot for its you know, just the vibrant atmosphere there. And that was all part of the plan. And that's one area where we have not, Uptown maybe has not hit its ultimate goal, even the first phase of getting people down there to work who aren't necessarily university employees. So I'm very excited about it. Nothing's done. It's not finalized at this point. But we're listening to the concerns. Again, as I said, I understand that some folks object to it for very personal reasons. But on aggregate, you consider those things on one side of the scale. You consider the obvious advantages on the other side of the scale. And in balance, it works out very much in favor for the project.
You mentioned retail. Looking at the vacancies in Uptown, like those at One Uptown Circle, should the town continue to be helping create more retail and restaurant space?
Well, when you mention Uptown vacancies, there really aren't that many of them. You have one, Marianne's Diner has been mentioned as a vacancy. It's my understanding that they're actually still paying the lease for that space, and they've also done, they're doing something similar with their downtown location in Champaign-Urbana. I don't know why that is. I'm not sure it's the town's place at this point, if they're still paying on that lease, to necessarily get involved in that, although certainly we would like to see something in that space. You mentioned the area on the circle and the restaurant space that at least at this point is not filled. And I will tell you that I'm very frustrated by that. I feel that the developer at this point, with that one issue, has not held up his end of the bargain. And that is something that needs to be remedied in short order, and I know that we continue to work towards that end.
the multi-sports complex that was proposed by a consultant in July. That's estimated at about $43 million. What are your thoughts on that project?
I do believe that a sports complex of that type would bring a lot of money into the community, and I think the data indicates that. However, that's not the same thing as to say that if the town, and I want to underline if the town were to invest in it, that the town would make its money back, because that's a different issue.
R.C. McBride also says that he is not sure whether that project will come to pass. They are 6 months into an 18-month window for it to become possible. Other candidates for Normal Town Council who filed petitions by the close of business Monday include Joel Studebaker, Kathleen Lorenz, Dave Shields, Alex Campbell, Stan Nord, Karen Smith, and Pat Turner. They also filed petitions. Hear other election 2019 coverage at WGLT.org. R.C. McBride spoke with GLT correspondent Brianna Groh.